Section contrast using only mutes for jungle rollers. Intermediate, Ableton Live, arrangement view. All right, let's make a jungle roller feel like it has real sections and real story without adding a single new note. No extra drum hits, no new patterns, no fancy transition FX throws, just mutes. Just removing and returning the right pieces at the right moments. This is one of the most DJ-friendly ways to arrange drum and bass, because your core loop stays consistent and mixable, but the energy still breathes. And when it's done right, it doesn't sound like you simply turn tracks off. It sounds like intentional edits. By the end, you'll have a 2 to 3 minute arrangement with clear intro, drop A, a midstrip or a breakdown, drop B, and an outro. Same groove the whole time, but different intensity tiers. Before we start, one rule for this lesson. Once you start arranging, you do not change the MIDI or audio patterns. You can only mute, unmute, and do level dips. That's it. Step 0. Prep the session so muting is fast. If muting takes you more than a second or two, you won't experiment enough, and you'll end up with a flat arrangement. So we're going to set this up like a performance-ready session. Group your channels into families. One group for drums, one group for bass, one group for music, one group for FX. Inside drums, you might have kick, snare, your break or amen audio, hats and tops, and any percussion loop or foley. Inside bass, split it into sub and res or mid bass. Inside music, stabs and pads or atmosphere. Inside FX, risers and impacts. Now color code those groups so your eyes can find them instantly. And add locate markers for intro, drop A, mid, drop B, and outro. That's your roadmap. Quick teacher tip. You're not really arranging tracks. You're arranging density. And grouping is what lets you mute density lanes quickly. Step 1. Lock the roller. Before you arrange, your 16-bar loop has to already slap. Because mutes don't fix a weak groove, they just reveal it. Get your drum bus solid. If you want a safe stock chain, go drum bus into glue compressor into a Q8. On glue, something like 10 millisecond attack, auto release, 2 to 1 ratio and just a couple dB of gain reduction. You're trying to glue, not smash. On EQ, high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz to keep rumble out, and if it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. On the bass bus, keep the sub clean. EQ to remove useless sub-sub, maybe saturator with soft clip to help it read on small speakers, and compress only if you need control, not pumping. Now, once your loop feels right, freeze your brain on the pattern. The changes from here are arrangement and contrast only. Step 2. Choose anchor elements. A jungle roller needs an engine. If you mute everything that provides forward motion, it stops feeling like a roller and starts feeling like a breakdown by accident. So pick one or two anchor elements that you will not mute often. Common anchors are a break layer, a steady hat or ride pattern, or the bass pulse. My recommendation for this lesson, keep a break loop layer, even if it's low, and keep the sub rhythm as anchors. Those will carry continuity through your mutes. And then, everything else becomes your contrast toolkit. Snare layers, tops, percussion, stabs, res mids, FX, and sometimes the kick for short moments. Step 3. Build a mute map. This is your blueprint. We're going to think in 16-bar phrases at around 174 BPM. And we're going to build clear A and B identity, using only what's in or out. Intro, 16 to 32 bars. Tease the groove. For the first 8 bars, mute the kick, mute the full snare layer, and mute the res mids. Let atmosphere and top set the tempo. If you have a break, you can bring it in filtered or quiet, but keep it light. Bars 9 through 16, let the break come in properly, and maybe bring in secondary snare detail or ghost stuff if you have it. Keep the sub minimal or even mute it until the end of the intro, so the track still has somewhere to go. If you want a longer intro, bars 17 through 32 is where you introduce the sub, but keep the res mids muted. And here's a classic trick. Unmute a percussion loop for 4 bars, then mute it for 4 bars. That movement feels like progression, even though you haven't written anything new. The goal is simple. DJs can mix it, and the listener feels forward motion. Drop A, 32 bars. Full statement. At drop A, unmute your main pillars. Kick, main snare, full break layer, sub plus res, and your core tops. But don't give away every layer instantly. Keep one icing layer muted for the first 8 bars, like stabs. Then bring stabs in at bar 9. That one change is enough to tell the listener, we're still moving. Mid or a breakdown, 16 bars, strip without stopping. This is where mute-only arranging shines, because you can drop weight without losing the groove. Pick one of these approaches. Option 1. Drum weight strip. Mute the kick for 4 to 8 bars. Keep break and snare running. Bass can stay, or you can mute the reese and keep sub. Option 2. Bass strip. Mute the reese mids for 8 bars but leave the sub. Bring the reese back at bar 9 and it feels like a drop, even though nothing new happened. Option 3. Snare tension. Mute the main snare for 4 bars, but leave break ghost so the groove doesn't collapse. Then slam the snare back right on the phrase change. This is powerful, but it's risky. If you hold it too long, the dance floor feels like it lost the backbeat. Drop B. 32 bars. Same loop. New energy through a different hierarchy. Here's the mentality. Drop A and drop B can have the same patterns, but they shouldn't have the same density behavior. In drop B, try this sequence. First 8 bars. Keep stabs muted and let drums and bass dominate. Second 8 bars, unmute stabs. Third 8 bars, mute hats and tops for 4 bars, then bring them back. This is one of the quickest ways to change perceived speed. When you remove fast high-frequency information, everything feels heavier. Final 8 bars, do a quick reese mid-mute, maybe 2 bars, then bring it back for the last push. Outro, 16 to 32 bars, TJ-friendly reduction. Now you reverse the density. Gradually mute stabs, then reese mids, then percussion loop, then kick. Keep a break or hats going for mix continuity. And end with tops and atmosphere, or break and atmosphere, depending on your vibe. Step 4. Execute the mutes the Ableton way. We want clean, click-free mutes that don't sound like mistakes. Method 1 is track volume automation. This is the safest and the most pop-free. Hit it to show automation lanes. Choose the track, choose mixer, track volume, and draw your mutes as tiny ramps, not hard vertical drops. Think 5 to 20 milliseconds down, 5 to 20 milliseconds up. That micro fade is the difference between pro edit and why did it click. For big drops, automate the group track volume. That's super fast for removing a whole family. Method 2 is device activator automation, the little on-off button. This is great if you want hard in and out, or you want to save CPU. You can toggle something like a saturator on the reese, or a drum bus on the hats. But be careful, some devices click when toggled. If it clicks, go back to track volume or utility gain automation. Method 3 is my favorite, utility gain automation. Put utility first on any track you expect to mute a lot, then automate the gain. Full is 0 dB, mute is minus infinity. Or, even better for musical flow, do ghost mutes, dip to minus 18 to minus 30 dB for a few bars so the element is gone, but not completely erased. That ghosting is a huge DNB technique. The listener feels a new section, but the groove doesn't cave in and your transitions stay DJ-friendly. Step 5. What to mute for maximum contrast. When you want the biggest perceived shift, start by muting tops, hats, rides, shakers. That instantly changes the feeling of speed. Next, mute percussion and ghost layers. That changes complexity. Next, mute reese mids. That changes aggression and size. Then, for short moments, mute the kick. That creates a floating, break-driven jungle push. Then, very carefully, you can mute the main snare briefly. High tension, but don't overdo it. And finally, muting the sub is rare. Only for breakdown moments, because it can kill momentum. The jungle roller magic is this. Keep something rolling like a break or hats or bass pulse, but remove one crucial pillar, so it feels like the room changed shape. Extra coach note. Think in density lanes, not tracks. Even if you have 20 channels, your roller is basically 4 lanes. Timekeeping. Hats and rides. Backbeat, snare and claps. Low-end engine. Sub and bass rhythm. Mid-range attitude. Reese, stabs, noise, grit. When you mute, try to mute a lane that reads as a section change way more clearly than randomly muting one track that's not defying the lane. Step 6. Phrase your mutes like a DJ. DNB loves predictable phrasing. Make your big mutes land on bar 1 of an 8 or 16, and make your returns land on a snare moment. Bar 5, 9, or 17 often feels ridiculously strong because it locks with the internal counting most listeners are doing without realizing it. A practical workflow. Highlight a 16-bar region in arrangement, duplicate it with Control or CNDD, and then only change the mutes. Now you get variation with consistency. Here's another pro workflow trick. Pre-listen transitions with loop braces. Set the loop brace to cover the last 2 bars of a phrase and the first 2 bars of the next phrase. Loop only that while you adjust your mutes. If it doesn't feel inevitable there, it won't feel inevitable in the full playthrough. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't mute the wrong anchors. If you mute break and bass at the same time, the track stops being a roller. Don't keep everything full all the time. If drop A and drop B are identical density, the tune feels flat. Don't accept clicky mutes. Fix it with ramps, clip fades, or ghost dips. Don't overmute the snare. Jungle needs that backbeat to feel like jungle. And don't do random mid-phrase changes unless you're doing a very intentional micro-mute fill. Big changes should land on phrase boundaries. Quick darker, heavier D&B tips while staying mutes only. Heaviness often comes from silence, not layers. Muting hats for 4 bars can make the bass feel twice as big when hats return, even if the levels don't change. Ghost the reese instead of removing bass entirely. Keep sub steady, mute the reese mids for 4 to 8 bars, then bring it back. Instant impact, and keep headroom. If your mix is already slammed, removing layers won't feel dramatic because everything is already pinned. A clean master while arranging makes contrast obvious. If you want a visual check, put spectrum on the master. When you mute tops, you should see high frequency energy drop. When you mute reese, you should see mid-range density change. If the curve barely changes, that layer might be redundant, or at least not a great contrast tool. Mini practice exercise, 15 to 25 minutes. Take a finished 16-bar roller loop, drums, bass, and 2 music layers. Duplicate it out to 96 bars in arrangement. Bars 1 to 16, intro, no kick, no reese mids. Bars 17 to 48, drop A, full, but stabs muted for the first 8 bars. Bars 49 to 64, mid, mute hats for 4 bars, then mute kick for 4 bars. Bars 65 to 96, drop B, reese mids muted for bars 65 to 72, then full to 96. Export it quickly and do a listen away from the screen. Your test is simple. Can you feel where the sections change without adding anything new? Recap. You can create strong jungle roller contrast without changing patterns by muting strategically. Pick anchor elements, like break and sub, to keep momentum. Use a mute map across 16-bar phrases. Intro tease, full drop, stripped mid, renew drop. In Ableton, the cleanest mute workflows are track volume automation, utility gain automation for musical ghosting, and careful device activator automation when it won't click. This audio version is shortened for playback.